It wasn't just the metal stocks that didn't shine today. Banking and PSU stocks were also the ones that got hit as we made a start to the week. Not quite the start we had hoped for, although there was enough to suggest that this would be the story, not just today, but also in the course of the week. Welcome to the Market Closing Show on Money Control. I'm Sheetal. Closing at 10,094 points meant that the Nifty has registered a fresh new low for the year 2018. In fact, Nifty was pushed below its crucial long-term moving average of 200 dimmer for the first time since November of 2016. So the bears ruling Dalal Street for the third consecutive day in a row is what really has happened. And the Sensex again saw its straight fifth day of declines. So like the Nifty slipped below the 10,100 mark, the Sensex too dipped below the 33K mark to close at 32,923 points today. So who are the chief kirdar in this, you know, rout that we saw in the markets? Well, the finger of blame, I should say, points at metals, telecom, realty, small cap, mid cap, oil and gas, and PSU banking stocks. And at this point, you're asking, is there anything else? Yes, there is, IT. But honestly speaking, everything seemed to be colored in one shade, and that was Mirawala, or rather, I should say, Marketwala red. The broader market basically underperformed, with the S&P BSE small cap index closing 1.98% lower and the S&P BSE mid-cap index closing 1.58% lower. So what were some of the key triggers? Well, the prices of iron ore fell in international markets, and that's really what rattled the metal producers. We could hear that rattling of metal all through Dalal Street. But apart from that, you also had some of the PSU banks coming under serious selling pressure, and this is what resulted in the Nifty PSU bank index closing 2.6% lower, and the Nifty metals index also closed in the same region, down 2.6% today. Some of the big losers in the metal index: NMDC was down 6%, Hindustan Copper as well. There was also Jindal Stainless, Hisar Limited, that was down just about 6%, SAIL was down 5.4%, and Tata Steel was down 4.3%. These were some of the top losing metal stocks. Apart from that, in the Nifty 50 losers list, you had the IT stocks like HCL Tech and Tech Mahindra. HCL Tech lost 4.6% and Tech Mahindra about a little short of 4%. 3.9% to be precise. Bharti Airtel was also among the top Nifty 50 losers, down 4.1% at market close today. The PSU bank index, like I said, was the other one that was quite badly hit today, and the top losers in the PSU bank index included IDBI Bank, down 8.4%. Bank of Baroda was down 8% as well, the most in a year. Oriental Bank of Commerce was also down about 6.5%, and Union Bank about 4.5%, Indian Bank, Bank of India. These were some of the stocks that lost in the region of 4%. Or so. So that was the local equity market story. And from there, let's look at some of the stocks that were in the news today. Sona Koyo Steering Systems Limited slipped about 6.1% after there were reports that suggested that JTEKT Corporation, the promoter entity of Sona Koyo Steering Systems Limited, will sell about 47.5 lakh shares of the company. That represents about 2.39% of the total paid up equity share capital of the company via an offer for sale route. Then IDBI Bank, I did mention this, it lost 6.5% today as the bank upped the retail term deposit rates by 25 to 150 basis points across select maturities with effect from the 12th of March. And then you had the IPO newsmaker Bandhan Bank. It has been oversubscribed about 2.5 times so far on its final day of bidding. The NCLT, or the National Company Law Tribunal, and the Committee of Creditors of debt-ridden Bhushan Steel will be considering the objections raised by its employees under the bids submitted by Tata Steel, and shares of Tata Steel on the back of this closed 4.2% lower at 574.95 rupees. Jindal Steel and Power said that the promoter has created a pledge of 1.7 crore shares, that's 1.2% of the total paid up equity, on the 15th of March, and the shares of Jindal Steel and Power slipped 2.3% to close at 220.90 rupees today. The other stock that was in the news for the right reasons this time was Shilpa Medicare, closed 7.4% higher at 490.20 rupees as an EIR was issued by the US FDA for its Telangana facility. Indian Oil Corporation's shares fell for the fourth consecutive session today, 3.7%, taking the total four-day loss to more than 11%. So that, again, is a stock that was affected quite badly today. And to quickly update you on what's happening on the global front, Asian markets closed mixed, with Japan's benchmark index underperforming its regional peers, falling 0.9%, and South Korea's Kospi also closing 0.8%, and this is ahead of the Federal Reserve's two-day policy meeting that's coming up on Wednesday. China's Shanghai Composite and Australia's ASX 200 gained in the region of 0.2 to 0.3%. The European markets opened lower, with investors looking ahead to a trading week in which, yes, it's the same big news or big headline of the week, really. Federal Reserve likely to hike interest rates, and that meeting, like I said, is coming up on Wednesday. Britain FTSE, Germany DAX and France CSE were down 0.6 to 1% at the time of bringing you this podcast. And that's it from us on this market closing show on Money Control. Have a wonderful evening. We'll be right back.